This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was November 2005 when the Kalamazoo Promise began, a promise that's proving to be one of the most groundbreaking, significant developments in education in our state. The Kalamazoo Promise is funded by an anonymous donor or donors. It's for graduates of Kalamazoo Public Schools as long as they have enrolled in the district by ninth grade and attend through high school and live in the district during that time. Students who qualify get 4 years of tuition at Michigan's public colleges and universities. So more than 7 years since it began, how has the Kalamazoo Promise impacted student grades, behavior, and the image of Kalamazoo's public schools? Political scientist Michelle Miller Adams is a professor at Grand Valley State University and a research fellow at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, and she joins us now from Kalamazoo. Welcome, Michelle.
Glad to be here.
Well, there is so much to celebrate about the very idea and the very design of the Kalamazoo Promise, and not knowing who the donor is adds that kind of element of intrigue. But we want to dive in now and discover what kind of difference you found that it's making right in the classrooms with the kids, because after more than 7 years, you've got enough that's happened to measure and to study. So let's start with academic achievement. What has it actually meant for the kids in terms of their achievement?
This is a really great time to be asking this question because we have just had some recent, really interesting achievement data come out. We've been waiting for it because, to be honest, the first few years, kids were really pretty much kind of set in their ways academically. It's a hard thing to recognize, but early grades, early achievement, reading on grade level by third grade, by sixth grade, has a very strong predictive effect for how you're going to be doing later on. So shifting students off that course or toward a better course is very, very hard to do late in their academic careers.
Mm-hmm.
We've been waiting for this positive news, and now 6-7 years out, we're starting to get some. So just in the past few months, we have seen some new data on graduation rates moving up quite significantly in Kalamazoo high school graduation. We have some very good data about students' likelihood of going to college, staying in college, and completing a degree in college. And the Kalamazoo Promise students are outpacing the national average pretty dramatically on that front. And then just quite recently, we have had our local newspaper do a really great analysis of MEEP scores, of our standardized test scores, and there have been quite dramatic gains across all segments of the student body, across different races, different income groups, and different achievement sectors in how they're doing on the MEEP. So as I said, it's a perfect time to ask that question. We're seeing some really positive developments in the school setting.
And what about behavioral improvements? I suppose if grades and test scores are getting better, then people must be kind of buckling down and working harder.
Well, one hopes so, and that's probably true. We're an urban district with 70% low-income students, and a lot of kids with a lot of issues in their lives bring a lot of behavior to school, so it's not perfect. But I would like to mention a really wonderful study done by my colleagues at the Upjohn Institute, Tim Bartik and Marta Lachowska, and this was quite a rigorous, they are economists, they did a difference-to-difference regression analysis, and they looked at issues a number of issues, including a number of days suspended. And this was a population at the very beginning of the Kalamazoo Promise, where they did see a reduction in the number of days suspended for those students who were eligible for the Kalamazoo Promise relative to a similar group of students who were not eligible. So that is one piece of hard data and in a good comparative study with a good control group that suggests that Kalamazoo Promise students are working on their behavior as well as their academic attainment.
I'm speaking with Michelle Miller Adams, a political scientist and a research fellow at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, looking at statistics and studies on the impact of the Kalamazoo Promise. And I'm kind of interested in, now that it appears that the Kalamazoo Promise, Michelle, is indeed bearing fruit and showing measurable positive results, is it worth it for other communities to try and create similar programs? Are there ones similar to the Promise in other districts in Michigan already?
There are. There are more than 30 Promise-type programs in place around the nation, and they show up in really every kind of community. There's one in Pittsburgh, and there's a quite long-established one in this very small town in Arkansas called El Dorado. So many, many communities, and there are quite a few in Michigan, many communities have used the Kalamazoo Promise as inspiration to create similar programs for their own communities. All of these programs look a little different from each other. But one thing that I did want to mention is that in Michigan, part of the legacy of Governor Granholm's time in office is that we have 10 Michigan Promise Zones that were created in communities that are home to a higher than average proportion of low-income young people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 10 of these communities, and I think about 6 of them are currently granting scholarships. These are in places like Pontiac, Benton Harbor, Saginaw, Baldwin, Michigan, a very small town.
Yes.
North of Grand Rapids. There's a whole list of them. And again, those programs all look a little bit different from each other, but it is a population of programs that were created by the state legislature. They do involve some component of public funding, and they don't look exactly like the Kalamazoo Promise. They certainly don't have those very wealthy anonymous donors.
Yes.
Behind the program, and they're not quite as generous, but they are an important addition to this area of college access and affordability for low-income kids in Michigan.
What has the Kalamazoo Promise, Michelle, meant in terms of the higher education paths that the kids are taking? You're saying you find more kids are staying in Michigan?
Absolutely. So there has been a shifting in where students are going to college kind of all along the continuum of achievement. So we have students who never would have even considered going to college and maybe don't really have the grades or the academic experience to go to college, but they are giving it a try at our local community college. And one of the wonderful things about the Promise is that it will cover all of those career and technical training programs, from very short-term welder's emergency certificate to auto mechanic to home health care. Any of those programs that are offered mm-hmm. by the state's community colleges are covered by the Kalamazoo Promise. And then we have students who historically were going to the community college for financial reasons and then transferring to a four-year school. And they now, of course, have the opportunity to go directly to that four-year school. We have students who now have the resources to be able to go away to college, not need to live at home. And then a colleague and I recently took a look at some data from our most talented math and science students who attend our Kalamazoo Area Math and Science Center. And there is a dramatic shift among those students who previously were relatively likely to attend out-of-state universities or private colleges or
yes.
universities, who have shifted strongly in the direction of in-state public institutions, particularly University of Michigan, Michigan State, Michigan Tech.
And so the significance for Michigan's workforce is?
It's important for Michigan's workforce because if you go to college in-state, you are more likely to remain in-state for your career. And we are a big exporter of college graduates, and we're a big exporter of college attenders as well. So keeping more of those, particularly advanced math and science students in-state, is going to be positive for our workforce down the road. And in fact, keeping more of our students in-state is positive for our workforce.
Michelle, what would you say the lessons of the Kalamazoo Promise are for other communities, especially ones who don't have that secret Santa donor? What can they
right.
take from this program to apply to their students?
That's actually an easy question to answer, because even with our very, very wealthy group of anonymous donors, it is clear that the money only takes you so far. There are a lot of barriers that students face in going on to higher ed and being successful once they get there, and the financial barrier is just one part of that. And when you take that barrier down, you have to start grappling with all of those other issues. So a successful Promise program takes two pieces. It takes funding, but it also takes what I like to call community alignment, where the school district, the organizations that support students, the broader community, the business community, all align their work in support of higher education access and attainment and support students along that developmental pathway so they're ready for school, they're successful in school, they are on track to graduate and go on to some kind of post-secondary education, and then be able to enter the workforce with a family-sustaining wage. So I think that piece of community alignment is really critical to think about. And you can think about that even in the absence of dollars.
And, yeah, if everybody's upping their game, then I have to only imagine that the image of the public school system in Kalamazoo has been improved, too, because everybody, it sounds as if, for you know, teachers are seeing their students go off to college. That makes everybody up their game. Even kids who don't qualify for the promise. I would imagine if they're in classrooms where everybody's just kind of pushing harder, it's going to bring everybody along.
Absolutely. That peer effect is really important. So even if you don't qualify for the promise, if everyone around you is going to college, the odds are good you're going to be thinking about that too. I did a recent quick study of how the local newspaper had presented the public schools before and after the promise. And we saw a really, again, dramatic shift in both the amount of coverage and the tone of the coverage in a much more positive direction. And of course, what you read in the paper about your local school district is going to shape perceptions of that district. And perceptions do matter. Image does matter. And it creates kind of a virtuous circle where more people are feeling good about the public schools, supporting the public schools, and it kind of feeds on itself in a really positive direction.
An absolutely fascinating and dare I say, inspiring social and educational experiment, the Kalamazoo Promise. Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today on Stateside.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Political scientist Michelle Miller Adams is a professor at Grand Valley State University and a research fellow at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, and she joined us today from Kalamazoo.